Thanks, Cheryl. Hey, everybody. Happy Wednesday. We are here for As It Is. And I'm going to start with when I ask for what song to play, the one that Lynn played. I think she played it this past Sunday. Anyway, the Johnny Rivers song I'm going to play. Let me do that. Let me find it here. I pulled it up. Look to your soul. Was great. We'll hear it again. Try to start over. Oh, Kathy. Yeah, it's interesting to me, Kathy saying that she was 13 when the song came out and she remembers it. I knew those, again, the ones that Johnny Rivers is famous for, at least in my mind. I think these are the ones he's famous for, Secret Agent Man and Poor Side of Town. But I just didn't realize that he had the whole introspective thing going on. And I looked the song up on YouTube, and it's from an album called Realization. And he's got that on that album. He's got that I don't know, hippie look. He's got with the beads and the whatever going on. And the words from that are just as you just heard. are just really amazing. I nearly lost myself trying to be someone else. All of life, I've been playing the game. Got to get out of myself, it seems. Life's not real when you're in a dream. Hang on to your head and give it a try. To live, you must nearly die. Giving up the need to say I. Look to your soul for the answer. Look to your soul. That's the first few stanzas, but yeah, it's just pretty amazing that Johnny Rivers knew this in 1968. the truth is everywhere. I actually, what that brings up is for me is that the interview that we did recently, the Satsang interview we did with Dean Slider, and that was one of the points that that he made, you know, in terms of like watching the movies. And he's like, you know, it's not so much. Although this song seems like somebody. It was written by somebody named Hendrix, by the way. Just says Hendrix. It doesn't say first name. It's not so much that you know, if it's all made out of the same fabric, if truth is what we are, if you know, if nothing exists except that it exists in the truth, it's not a surprise that we find these truth themes in our media. We were talking specifically about movies at that time, but I think that the same thing is true in song. You know, the song, Kathy said she used to listen to that Johnny Rivers song there over and over and over again. And yeah, and you know, we got REO Speedwagon and Kansas, and I mean, all it's in the songs, you know, the music that I grew up with, and it's in our movies, and it's just you know, it just kind of feels like the universe winking at itself. Hey, this is something that we know, right? This is the truth of who we are. And so it's not surprised that, yeah, and Procol Harum. Yeah, exactly. Actually, John Rivers does, Procol Harum did a wider shade of pale. And Johnny Rivers does a version of that. Sheryl, so you might want to check that out. I was just surprised when I was looking up his music earlier to find that out. Yeah, but yeah, it's all around us, so we can open up our eyes and see the truth all around us, or we can continue to sleep, right? Yeah. So this is not a music program, so let me get to it. Although that it's just, it is really really fun to see where that shows up. So let me just, I think last time, last Wednesday, I started with a snip, of a, yeah, hang on just a second. Yeah, I started with a snippet of sorry, there's a little distraction here in the background, of a journal entry that I had done, and I told y'all that I was going to go back to it. Well, that never actually happened, but I did look at that again this morning, and I thought what was what was there was worth revisiting. Anyway, this was from September the 12th, and this is apparently from, yeah, this is definitely from NTI, Second Timothy. It's definitely from NTI, and I believe it's from 2 Timothy. When did the mind decide to have a particular experience? It decided to have a particular experience when it gave believing attention to a previous experience with the same energy. As today's reading says, oh, this is from Regina's tip. Thank you. As today's reading says, the world is a prop, but the mind, believing attention, wrote the play. If we want to be free of the loop of experience, the way to experience is to experience it fully, with pure awareness instead of with believing attention. And let me just say that, I talk about this a lot for the past couple weeks. We went over it in gentle healing. I've been talking about it here. I've been talking about it in Growing with NTI. Anyway, I did my Sunday gathering on this same topic. But I heard this a little bit differently when Regina was teaching gentle healing last night. And, excuse me, what she said was not a new, was not conceptually new to me, but, you know, getting it at a conceptual level and really and really feeling the resonance of what's being said are sometimes, or probably always, two different things. She talked about how, I think she was reading Linnaeus Contemplation, and she talked about how we sometimes get confused. You know, I'm not a body, I'm free, I'm still as God created me, right? So what the tendency is to reject the human part of the experience. She didn't use the word reject, I did. But instead of realizing, when we talk about this world being an illusion, we talk about, you know, the unreality of this world, we talk about this being dream. The point is, and she made this point very well last night, the point is that this is a temporary experience. So when I've been looking at this over the past couple weeks, this idea of the way to experience is to experience it fully with pure awareness instead of with believing attention. You know, I've talked about, like, dropping the story. And as you know, dropping the story and just really feeling what it feels like to have whatever emotion is evoked by the experience. And I don't retract that. That's absolutely, you know, that's absolutely an inroad here. But when she said that about experiencing this point of experience, this human incarnation, this temporary point of experience, I could feel something open up within me with that. You know, it's about, seemed like I was still trying to, even with this greater idea of experience with full awareness, seemed like that's still somewhat segmented. You know, I'm going to experience this experience, and then I'm going to experience that one. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to sit with this emotion, then I'm going to sit with that emotion. And it's true that within this experience, you know, we don't have all the emotions at the same time, right? That it seems to be segmented that way. But I really appreciated this idea of, I really appreciate what I heard, which is an embrace of the full experience, of the full experience of being human. And somehow what the way I heard it kind of pulled together what I had been looking at before with Jeff Foster and Byron Katie about, you know, this non-rejection idea, right? It's a backwards way of saying it, but really just embracing everything, And then this other teaching of letting go of the story and embracing the emotion. And yeah, so for me, somehow it just made that a richer, fuller, deeper understanding. So that's what I that's what I want to say about that. Okay, bye, Kathy. I'll see. So, in reference to that I just read from Regina's tip, I had asked Inner Wisdom, how would you guide me in practice to learn to experience fully with pure awareness? And then I had added later, also, I want to look at the general anxiety that I feel upon awakening in the morning. Now, I'm not going to get right to my answer yet, because, to what the little snippet I wrote here with Inner Wisdom, because on that point, I want to say that I heard Helen teach last Sunday in her speaker spotlight, and she addressed the latter part of that question. This general anxiety upon awakening in the morning. And it was, so if you haven't heard that, go back and listen to her speaker spotlight. And I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to do it justice now. But it re again, what Helen said that she received from Inner Wisdom was really profound, struck me very deeply. That this, and the way I heard this basic idea is that this general anxiety upon awakening is this is the feeling of personhood, is the feeling of being human, and that feeling is that there's something that's not quite right, that there's something that needs to be changed. Anyway, for me, it was just, I had asked the question of Inner Wisdom earlier in the week, and then to hear Helen talk about it was just, wow, yes, and of course I want to pin it down, and again, you don't realize you're looking for a cause in the world, right? But I want to go, oh, well, it must be because I've got this legal issue pending, or because I don't know, I've got this task that needs to be completed, or I would still want to look out and say that's the cause of my anxiety, even though I have this general anxiety when I wake up in the morning. Just to hear Helen's description of that. Is the human condition was just kind of really, really, for me, it was very impactful. And I'm grateful to have heard that. So, what Inner Wisdom said to me about practicing learning to experience fully with pure awareness and, and this general anxiety question was this. Remember to sit with me when you detect discomfort. Don't wait until practice time to experience the experience. Be with it as it arises. And I guess this kind of goes back to that idea of, we live as if today is not today, as if tomorrow is today, or however Regina and Holy Spirit put it in NTI. Let's do this now. It's not something that, okay, when I get time or when I get where I can have a clear mind. No, that's the point. This is the healing process. Let's be with this now. Yeah. Cheryl says that is loving it all. And then, I got called away, who knows to what task now. And so that was all that I had written with Inner Wisdom. But at some point later, I listened to Regina. I don't know if it was on the teaching on this same, it probably was on this same reading from NTI. But I have written here in my journal, recognize the thoughts as an echo and just refrain from shouting them back into the cave. It's perfect. And Regina's teaching of this last night in gentle healing was perfect. Kathy was certainly right there. Kathy was writing them on the board quicker than Regina could get them out of her mouth. But again, it's just the coming together of these, the drawing. You know, we have these tools for healing available to us. We have these tools for stepping out of the perceptual loop. What I think, I see. What I see, I experience. What I experience, I think. We have the tools for stepping out of those, and to have them laid out so so well last night. Again, if you haven't heard that, I highly encourage you to do that, but to go back and listen to the gentle healing from last night. But the three tools that were identified there for stepping out of the loop were, number one, use discernment. And I took a photo shot of what of Kathy's phrasing of these tools last night. Number one was use discernment. Regina was saying you could stop at any of those three stages, right? I think, or I see, or I experience. So for the I think, use discernment, right? Don't give believing attention to what I think. The second was choose not to experience a current perception based on past believing, right? That's the second opportunity to step out of that loop at the second stage, what I think I see. But we don't have to experience it in the same way. You know, we don't have to look at it through that same lens that we've looked at it through in the past. And then the final one was the opportunity to step out at this experience stage, and that is to do what we've been talking about the past couple of weeks, experience emotion with pure awareness instead of the story belief. So, again, just to see them so clearly set forth and to know that those tools are available was, it was just very, I had no idea I was going to look at this stuff today again. But I'm grateful to have those tools. You know, and to have practice with applying them. So let me just say I'm grateful and move on. So for Thought of Awakening number 238, and Kathy talked about this earlier. What I pulled out of that was, I betray myself and delay myself by listening to a voice that isn't me. And I asked Inner Wisdom, what would you say to me about this? I just feel to read that again. I betray myself and delay myself by listening to a voice that isn't me. Inner Wisdom said, you are indeed the leader in your own awakening. The voice of fear is the one that grabs your attention most often. You are learning to listen to the other voice, the voice of love, of trust, of true desire. But you still listen to the voice of fear that tells you that this is a process, that this will take time, that you just need to take care of things in the world before you can place trust in the voice of truth. This is the lie that you must issue. This is the last vestige of the voice that tells you what is in your best interest. When it is not your best interest, it would promote. Look for this story that there is just one little item or list of items that must be resolved to your satisfaction before you can undertake your heart's desire in earnest. Yeah, and again, inner wisdom is nothing if not practical. I see this a lot in my journal, in the writings with inner wisdom. It's just gives great exercises. Look for this. Look for the discomfort. Look for the fear. Look for these stories you're telling you, this list of items, right? Look for this story that there's just one little item or list of items that must be resolved to your satisfaction before you can undertake your heart's desire in earnest. And on this, I want to say that it has occurred to me in listening to Regina various places, various recordings. I'm always amazed at how, and I've told her about it. I'm amazed at how well she follows instructions. She gets an instruction from inner wisdom, Holy Spirit. She just goes and does it. There's no questions. There's no like, okay, well, I'll start that in a week. There's no like, well, I'll do it, but I need to tweak it because, it's like, here's the instruction and follow it. And I think I've told her, I'm like, I'm quite sure that that is based on your military background. She's a good order follower, good instruction taker. But I think, I think in part that's true, but there's more than that. This is that willingness. This is. Desire, letting true desire lead the way. So anyway, so when I had that thought again. I was listening to something, I think, for the True Discernment class, but I had that thought again when, Regina was like, "Here's the instruction that I got. Here's exactly what I did," which was follow that instruction to the letter immediately. And I recalled a inquiry of sorts that I did a couple weeks ago, where I was talking about lifestyle changes, and the question came up, and I never went back to this question, but the question came up. You think you're quirky, and so you don't follow the rules, and it ain't that cool, and all that stuff. Y'all probably remember that. But the question came up. What if you were to follow the rules? What would that mean, right? How would it, I can't remember exactly how that came up. I'm sure it's here somewhere. I got a lot of stuff on my desk. And at that time I had looked at that issue and said, that I didn't want to be a rule follower because the bottom line was, what if, there was a belief in the I am bad thought under there. What if I'd followed all the rules and then, oops, I didn't get the same results. I didn't get good results. if I don't try, I can't fail. I was just to see if I saw exactly how that question was written, because again, I haven't gone back to look at that. It's not coming up immediately, so I guess I'll let go that looking for it. But this, you know, why can't I be a good rule follower? What comes up for me is just a noticing. Again, you know, I've been hearing a lot lately. Pay attention. Pay attention. Are you being given instruction that you're not following through on? It doesn't be bad. Just pay attention. What is the specific instruction? Can you, are you willing to follow that instruction? If not, okay, great, don't. But what's the instruction? Am I willing to follow the instruction? Or am I putting it off till I feel like it, you know, till tomorrow or whatever? And just notice. Such a rebel. So anyway, so Winner says, look for this story. This is the instruction. Look for the story. See where I'm, you know, and again, it's like we talked about earlier this week, earlier in the past couple of weeks. I talked about slowing the process down. You know, the willingness to look, first of all, to let go of the I am bad belief if I find this thing I'm looking for, right? But this willingness to look for slows it down so that these thoughts don't get thought in the mind and then quickly believed and go back into that loop of experience. The perceptual loop, as I like to call it. I don't think that's what Regina calls it. Loop of experience, maybe. But the whole idea is, if you follow these instructions, if you're willing to follow these instructions, you, Jacqueline, then it no longer seems like, oh, it's just a magic occurrence, it just happens. No, the thoughts get slowed down. The thoughts get slowed down in direct correlation to my willingness to look. So that they don't get thought and quickly believed and fed back into that loop. So here's the instruction. Look for this story. That there is just one little item or list of items that must be resolved to your satisfaction before you can undertake your heart's desire in earnest. Smile at the voice of fear. Have compassion for the voice that thinks it is you, but don't believe it anymore. When you seem to be presented with options, choose the one that requires trust. Choose the one whose end is not entirely clear. Choose the one that speaks of next steps. Do not choose the voice that begins with the desired outcome and works to figure out what steps will take you there. And I think that that's really specific instruction. I mean, you know, inner wisdom could say, get out of your head and get into your heart, right? This is another way of saying that. It's like, look, if you're confused, let me give you a little bit more instruction. If you're confused whether you're listening, you know, what voice you're listening to, let's be clear. If you're starting at the end point, at the goal, you seek to obtain, if you're trying to get something and figure out how to get there, then you know what? You're probably listening to the voice of fear. Or lack, or limitation, or any other permutation of fear. And again, this line: smile at the voice of fear, compassion for the voice that thinks it is believes you, but don't believe more. It's like, you know, again, as we've been hearing, be gentle with yourself. Be aware. Pay attention. What is it you're believing? What voice are you listening to? And if you find you're listening to the voice of fear, if you're trying to figure out how to get somewhere, let that go. And rest. And that's trust. And then that, interestingly, that part ends with, ask and it will be given. Regina talked about that too, about, you know, that doesn't mean you're going to get what you want. You're going to get, no. It's really, I mean, that's really, and I'm not quite sure how she put it, but I can tell you that for me, that's just really a statement of willingness. As I said before, if I'm willing to see, I will see. Ask and it will be given. And then I said, I see that this is not what I've been doing. I see that I am still white knuckling and hoping that your voice will lead me where it is I think I must be in order to be provided for, to be safe. How would you help me to remember to choose the voice of love when I think an outcome is necessary to keep me safe? First of all, I think that question had already been answered. I think we just talked about that to some extent. And again, I am. Hang on a second. Just need to get rid of this. Or, you know, my phone fusses at me. So, one sec. Okay. So I think that it's just about. I think that information has been given me already. The Holy Spirit, inner wisdom, has already answered this question for me. But I appreciate the opportunity to teach what I would learn. Because this is not, because what we just talked about in this sharing is not quite what I heard either when I sat down with inner wisdom and typed this in the first place. Nor is it what I heard when I reread it later. So thank you for the opportunity to share it. Nonetheless, when I said, how would you help me to remember to choose the voice of love when I think an outcome is necessary to keep me safe? The answer from inner wisdom was, ask. Ask what you are to do. What you are to think, how you are to see, what it's for. Ask. Your desire is true, but you let fear overcome your desire to be. Ask. Asking builds trust. Asking builds the practice of listening. Just remember to ask. pardon me. So yeah, again, thanks for letting me share that. It was very helpful to getting clarity on what's being taught here, and I hope I hope it was helpful to you as well. Let me And this is on today's Thought of Awakening, 239. And again, I'll read to you what jumped out at me, resonated with me upon reading that thought. Pardon me. Be willing not to define anything. Observe it as it is and let it go. This is non-attachment. Those are the lines that jumped out at me. Be willing not to define anything. Observe it as it is and let it go. This is non-attachment. And I asked, what would you say to me about those lines? I actually feel some grasping within. How do I know what I am grasping and how do I let that go? And Inner Wisdom said, trust. Trust that all things are exactly as they should be at all times. Trust that all things are exactly as they should be at all times. If you feel the meaning of statement, grasping at anything falls away naturally. At this stage, it is not as important which false idol you are grasping as it is to feel the grasping that takes place within you. Yeah, and there was an issue that I was looking at, and and so I'm trying to go, let me get in there and tinker with this. And at the time I don't realize that I'm so what I want to do is I want to define things. I want to go, oh, well, this is clearly the problem. And then I want to go look in my spiritual toolbox and, figure out what tool ought to be applied. And, Inner Wisdom is discouraging that type. And, at some point, that specificity might be required. But Inner Wisdom is going, wait a minute. And it's the same thing that I think that we talked about a while ago. It's like, it's still the attempt to assign meaning based on something in the world. The fact is you do feel anger. The fact is you do feel anxiety. The fact is, and even that's, of course, definite, right? The fact is you feel this energy that feels clutchy and graspy. Of course, reduced even more. The fact is you feel this energy. but it's very gently, inner wisdom is pulling me away from the attempt to define it so I can fix it, right? Let me define that and I'll just fix that. So, I talked about, I'm feeling the grasping within, and how do I let that go? And the answer is trust. Trust that all things are exactly as they should be at all times. If you feel the meaning of that statement, grasping at anything falls away naturally. At this stage, it is not as important to identify which false idol you are grasping as it is to feel the grasping that takes place within you. As Dean Slider said, you must learn to let go at the moment of impact. And of course, Dean told a great story about learning some martial arts, and he was supposed to be able to flip somebody across the room, and he couldn't do it. They kept grabbing him and throwing him down, and he was supposed to be grabbing them and throwing them down. And his teacher said, relax at the moment of impact. And he's got a whole thing in his book about that. Nonetheless, that's what that references to. But I have heard that, echoing in my mind. As Dean Slider said, you must learn to let go at the moment of impact. And here it's identified as the moment in which the grasping or contraction is felt. Yeah, I mean, I don't need to run it down, chase it to find it, try not to head that. Just let go. Let go at the moment of impact. Know that there is nothing you need. Know that everything is perfect as it is always. Grasping is only fear that you will not have what you think you need. Let me reiterate, you don't need anything. Your being is whole and complete without the addition of anything. In truth, nothing can be added unto you. To attempt to add is to participate in the circus and the belief that the circus is all that you are. You are everything. How could everything need anything else? Only the belief in the limited begs to be filled. You are the fullness. Inner wisdom continues. When grasping or contraction occurs, remind yourself you are the fullness unto which nothing can be added. Understand that nothing need be different. Understand that the thought that anything need be different is merely a thought that can be let go. Feel the feeling of lack or need. See that it is merely a thought. Let the thought go and rest in your willingness to recognize the completeness, the perfection of the everything that you are. You search your mind for scenarios that seem to cause your upset. Remember that cause is not of this world. The only cause for feelings of lack or not rightness is your willingness to believe imperfection. Understand clearly that there is no such thing. Look, and here again, pay attention. Look to see the perfection of all that is. And this reminds me, Connie referenced that again last night in NTI. She referenced that scene in Peaceful Warrior where Socrates is telling Dan Millman that, you know, he needs to take the trash up. His mind's filling up again, and he needs to pay attention to what's going on. And Dan goes, "There's nothing going on." And Socrates, you know, grabs his shoulders and grabs his attention, I guess. And Dan looks around, you know, there at a park, and looks around and sees the life, you know, sees the life that's occurring in that moment. And sees, you know, and implicit within that is the perfection of the moment. What is, is. Beingness is being. Life is lifing. God is ising. You know, there's nothing that needs to be taken away from or added to that. And the beingness of life, the ising of life, is perfection. And of course, in the movie, Socrates tells Dan, you know, there's never nothing going on. This is the experience. This is life. Are you paying attention? Again, the instruction is look to see the perfection of all that is. Look for it. If your mind tells you of the imperfection of persons, places, or things, tell it you choose to no longer believe in imperfection. Give gratitude for the perfection of all things. Blessings to you. Amen. Yeah, thanks, Cindy. Cindy says, that's the snare, looking for the reasons for my upset. Exactly. Yeah, that's the distraction, right? Oh, let me figure out, and I'll fix it. I'll fix it. I can fix it either out in the world, or I'll fix it in my spiritual, yeah, none of it means anything. None of it needs to be any different. It's all perfect. With that, I'm going to thank you again for allowing me to share, and I'm going to be back in Kentucky next week, so I will not be here next week, but I'll be back the week after that. I love you guys dearly, and so I'll see you next time. Bye.